Two of the three Republican candidates for Charlotte mayor addressed local party members Tuesday, disagreeing on a key issue, whether the city has a role in affordable housing. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Kenny Smith and Gary Dunn answered questions separately, Dunn at the beginning and Smith at the end of the forum, hosted by the Mecklenburg Evening Women's Republican Club. Smith, who's currently on the city council, started by leading a chant.
I want everybody to repeat after me. Charlotte deserves better.
Charlotte deserves better.
Charlotte deserves better.
Charlotte deserves better.
I'm running for mayor because I believe Charlotte deserves better.
Smith emphasized his 4 years on the council and his conservative politics. He criticized incumbent Mayor Jennifer Roberts and the council for focusing on issues he says don't matter to most Charlottians, like climate change and bathroom access. Dunn acknowledged that he's an unknown, even though he grew up in Charlotte and has run for office multiple times, including twice for governor. He says he wants to do more to help small businesses. The two men differed when it came to affordable housing. Dunn says it's not government's job to help people live near downtown.
We shouldn't do anything. They commute because they live in the cheap seats. They live out of town where it's affordable. We have been so successful that there is no affordable housing downtown anymore.
But that's not how Smith sees it.
Reality is, Charlotte does have a role in housing. We actually fund it through the Housing Trust, and we've allocated resources. So let's work from the premise of we have an issue.
Smith says the affordable housing problem can be solved through a combination of public and private investment. He wrapped up his appearance by appealing for campaign help.
I see people that can help us narrow the 3,700 vote gap that gave us Jennifer Roberts. And here's what I'll tell you. People say a Republican can't win. That's baloney.
A third GOP mayoral candidate, Kimberly Barnett, was not at the forum, which included city council candidates as well. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.